Soon the whole planet was red, and streams of tiny malignant dots began to leap off the surface and escape into unseen spaces.
You said we. Satil Shan's voice made Ula jump. We must be ruthless. I presume that was deliberate.
It was. Everything I have seen on Hada and Sabaddon confirms my worst fears. Sabaddon is responding to the threat you all represent by ramping up production. It must be stopped before the contagion spreads. Since neither Empire nor Republic can single-handedly destroy this menace with the resources available right now, you must work together to see it done.
With you in charge, I suppose, said Lorin.
The end justifies the means.
I will never take orders from a Mandalorian, said the Sith in mocking tones. And I will never fight alongside a Jedi. You are insane even to suggest it.
There must be an alternative, Master Satil said. Another attempt at negotiation, perhaps.
The planetary defense system is automated. The only voices coming from the planet originate with the fast breeders. That's how I know that Lima Zandret is dead. Everyone down there is dead. It's just the droids now, and you can't negotiate with them.
Well, we can't trust one another, said Shigar. That's some choice you've given us.
Could I make it any other way, I would. Believe me.
Jedi and Sith glowered at one another over the hologram. And suddenly Ula knew exactly what he had to do. Once again, Jet had been absolutely right. Ula could see both sides at once and save himself into the bargain.
Are you the leader of the Imperial fleet?
He asked the young Sith. He already knew the answer. The Emperor would never trust such wealth to someone so young, no matter how powerful she might be. But he had to ask for appearance's sake.
No,
she admitted.
Whoever that person is, then, I want to speak to them face to face, he said. I believe I can bring the Empire to the table.
You? My master would gut a worm like you just to watch you die.
Ula's stomach roiled. Her master. He had hoped for a non-Sith commander, but would have to settle for what he got.
Take me to your command vessel and let me try. If I fail, by the sound of things, I might as well be dead.
Your death is closer than you think. He's in the shuttle.
Well then, all the better. It'll be over quickly.
Envoy V.E., said Satil Shan. Be very careful. You must be absolutely sure of yourself.
I am.
He straightened and puffed out his chest.
If the Empire agrees to Striver's suggestion, will you?
The Grand Master showed no sign of uncertainty.
Of course. We're not at war, after all, and the threat is severe.
Good.
Ula turned back to the Sith girl. She was tight-lipped with rage, as though she couldn't believe his audacity.
This isn't a trick. I'll go with you now if you'll take me. Please.
Just you,
she finally said.
No one else.
That's out of the question, said Lorin.
No,
he said, although his heart warmed at her concern.
I'm happy to go on my own. If I can't convince them with words, what difference would a rifle or two make?
She reluctantly backed down.
Just be careful.